cinch.
Myth-busting. I know I haven't used it in years, but I will. Also known as, but I might need it someday. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. I know I haven't used it in years, but I will. It's a phrase that we use also with the but I might need it someday, all the time. And we've been talking about myths for the last few days, and we're continuing today with this one. Myths are those things that we tell ourselves that hold us back. You know, I was talking with a friend that worked in a law office about this one in particular. She had started working as an administrative assistant in a very small law office, and one of the first things that she was told was that the space was very small and that they were probably going to have to be moving soon, but that the lawyer really wasn't thrilled about that idea because that would mean more in cost for the space to get bigger spaces, and their business itself was not growing as much as the stuff. And so one of the first things she did was look around to see what she could identify that may or may not be needed. Now, what's really interesting with this story is that she continued around the office getting herself acclimated and found that there were these really tall shelving units filled with phone books. And when she looked at the phone books, there were some phone books there that were older than she was. And so she asked the lawyer about these phone books. And he said, but I might need them someday. Now, that was really curious to her, considering that phone books were renewed every year. They got new phone books. And so she asked him, how might you need them someday? He says, well, I might want to know who practiced law at that time. He had an answer, and it was something that was very logical to him. Now, as they talked, he really, really was adamant that he needed to keep those pages to know who practiced law. But the compromise that they made is they took an X-Acto knife and they cut out the law pages from each one of those very old phone books and put them into a file folder, thus freeing up almost a short but complete wall of space for other things. If you work or live in a space that has loads of extra space, then the I might need it someday trick is okay. But really what you're doing when you say, but I might need it someday, is you're deciding to not decide today. You want to decide tomorrow. And the real trick in productivity and organization, as I've said before, is making decisions today. But you know, most people I talk to tell me that they don't have enough space. If you have to search through stuff that you don't use to find things you do use, you're wasting time. Be honest with yourself and let go of those unused items. It will free up your space and your time for more important things. If you're having difficulty with this one, ask yourself, how might I use this someday? Or what is the worst possible thing that would happen if I let this go now? I bet as you were listening to my story about the lawyer that was keeping the really old phone books, some of you were thinking like I did when I heard the story of, gosh, even if he did look back to see who practiced law, those phone numbers are probably obsolete and the addresses too by now. But in his mind, he really may need them. So if there are things that you can't part with completely, do what they did and make a compromise. Part with a part of the item or a majority of the item. In this case, they cut out the pages that applied specifically to his concerns and recycled the rest of the book. So they recycled a good majority and kept a small amount. And everybody was happier and their space was free. And she continued to do that through the rest of the law office and found all kinds of space. And they ended up not needing to move. So try it for yourself. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.